Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physicians Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
Here we go, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live today from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, a tad warm Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who's on assignment today, we want to welcome everybody. We hope you are absolutely, positively as excited as we are today. We are super excited. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians and really one of the true elite doctors from the great state of Illinois. We want to welcome our most special guest today, Dr. Tim Bly from Bloomington, Illinois. Welcome, Dr. Bly.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure being here.
It is absolutely a real treat. It's really an honor and a privilege to have you with us today on the show. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience really, really loves about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here, Dr. Tim Bly from Bloomington, Illinois, but really, during our show, they get such an up-close and really a personal look from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Bly, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, who suffer from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, headaches, and a host of maladies often caused by the stress of injuries, many of whom who have never been injured but continue to suffer these chronic pain syndromes. And one of the things that you're known for is an amazing technology known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you explain to our listening audience, Dr. Bly, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is it's an amazing treatment. It's actually an alternative to surgery. What it actually uses is computer logarithms to lightly distract the spine, which will create an environment where the disc actually heals itself. It's a solution for back pain. It's an alternative to surgery. And there's been some studies that have shown that it's been as effective as 86 to 91% effective in preventing a person from going under surgical intervention, which is huge, because about 50% of all surgical cases have to go back into for a second surgery within 5 years. So if we can avoid that, it's just a phenomenal thing to be able to give to the patients.
Now, this is very interesting, because I know if I'm listening to the show, the first question that I have is who becomes a candidate for this? In other words, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Many of the patients that we treat have had chronic back problems for many, many years. Typical candidates, and neck problems too. We have fantastic results with neck problems. I think probably some of the more difficult patients for us to treat as chiropractors are neck problems and back problems that have radicular findings. What that means is neck problems that refer into the arm or low back problems that refer into the legs. Those have always been difficult treatments, cases to treat. These do phenomenally well with spinal disc decompression. People who, for example, sneeze or cough and feel a sharp radiating pain, that's definitely an indication of disc herniation. Those people are fantastic candidates for spinal disc decompression. People who wake up in the morning are stiff, or after they've sat for long periods of time, they're stiff. These are signs that there's some degeneration already starting to occur with the discs, and those patients do extremely well with spinal disc decompression.
Now, this is very interesting because of the fact also, in a perfect world, obviously, you would be able to accept every patient that walks through your door who basically complains of the symptomatology that you just referenced. But one of the things that you're noted for is your assessment, or in other words, your protocols for determining who the best candidates are. In other words, your analysis in terms of what protocols you utilize to determine who's a candidate and who's not a candidate. Can you speak a little bit in terms of the process that you utilize to make that determination?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing that we usually do when a patient comes into our office is we do comprehensive examinations. First of all, starting actually with consultation, we spend a good amount of time talking to them about their history, what they know about what's going on with their condition. And then we do comprehensive examinations. We prefer to have some imaging, for example, x-rays, or preferably even MRIs, because MRIs show us so vividly what's going on. But as you mentioned, not all cases are spinal disc decompression cases. My wife referred her uncle in, and we actually found on his x-rays and confirmed on his MRIs that he had an abdominal aneurysm. We are not able to do it with people who have abdominal aneurysms. If a person has had the spinal surgery, which they often call called a box, where they actually use surgical screws in the spine, those are not cases for spinal decompression to a point. With recent advancements, we can actually go above or below those areas and do spinal disc decompression and have good success with those areas. But we would never have any reason to decompress the actual area where it's boxed, because it wouldn't do any good. That area is fused. But the neat thing about recent research, we are still able to treat some of those conditions. And many, many conditions of patients who have had post-surgical failures where they have not had the complete fusion. Another condition that we would not treat is if a person has an anterior listhesis, where the front of the vertebra is actually separated from the back side of the vertebra. However, again, with them, we can do some x-rays, and if it's stable, we can decompress above and below it, but we have to know whether or not it's stable. What that means is if they bend forward and that vertebra slides forward, they are not a good candidate for spinal disc decompression. So, a ton of conditions we can treat, but there's also some that you got to stay away from.
So this treatment, in other words, Dr. Bly, is super gentle, super comfortable, super easy. And in terms of the actual time that it takes for an actual treatment, what is an average time for an actual treatment?
Typically, an actual treatment lasts anywhere between 23 to 30 minutes. And as you mentioned, it is very, very gentle. I do occasional treatment on myself, because occasionally with lifting weights and things like that, I might get down on the back a little bit. And boy, I get one or two of the disc decompression treatments and I feel like a new man. But when I lay down on that machine, usually within 5 or 10 minutes, I'm sound asleep. The treatments are so gentle, people usually fall asleep, which is a good thing, because we want relaxation. We don't want contraction. So if the patient can fall asleep, they're relaxed. We get a better decompression of the disc when the patient is completely relaxed in that fashion.
So I love the fact that you just shared with our national and really our international listening audience, not only is the treatment so gentle, so simple, so easy, but you, Dr. Bly, also utilize it for yourself. And I think our listening audience should know that I don't know if they've had the opportunity to see you or to meet you in person, but you 100% practice what you preach, obviously, And you really, really take great pride in empowering your patients, in other words, educating your patients. And that's been really one of the great things that you're known for, because at the end of the day, I think one of the reasons you've been so amazingly successful is that you have the ability to really make the complicated simple. And you're a great communicator. Share with our listening audience, if you would so kindly, your contact information as far as your website and your phone number, please.
Sure, and I appreciate what you said. Our website is blackchiropractic.com, and my phone number is 309-661-1155. We are located in Bloomington, Illinois.
That's great. Now, here's an interesting thing, and that is, you know, you could have practiced upon when you graduated, and you've been in practice a number of years, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. You were in such high demand, and you decided to open a practice in Bloomington, Illinois. And I wanted to ask you, why did you choose Bloomington to practice?
Well, that's kind of a funny question. I began my training over in Peoria, Illinois, with a fantastic chiropractor over there. I had a wonderful experience. And actually, but in part of our contract, we had a 25-mile distance clause. And I'm a man of my word, but I met my wife of this day. She was actually a chiropractic assistant in a friend of mine's office over in Peoria, who not the same guy I was associated with. And I fell in love with her, and her family was from Peoria, Illinois. So I wanted to stay close to her family. So we looked around the area, and Bloomington was the clinic that we, or the community that we came up with. And it has been a wonderful move, and it's been just fantastic for myself and my family. I do want to add one other thing, too. To get more of the DISC information, on our, I gave the Bly Chiropractic website, but the website that we have that has the DISC information on it, Dr. Bard, is BloomingtonDiscCenter.com. That's BloomingtonDiscCenter.com. That has a lot more information about the subject that we're talking about today.
I appreciate that so much, because of the simple fact that you are a specialist. You are a spinal disc specialist, and you're known not just in Bloomington, but, you know, patients travel far and wide from other states and other counties and other areas to seek you out because of, number one, your knowledge base, number two, your background, and number three, your amazing personality. You're such a magnetic guy. I think our listening audience should know, full disclosure, that I happen to know you outside of this radio show, and you 100% are the real deal. And really, you could see why you've built one of the most incredible practices, but you never rest on your laurels. I think your commitment to success is really, really unmatched. And I think one of the things that you've done, as I mentioned before, so eloquently, is to communicate to your patients often things that may be a little bit gray or a little bit challenging to comprehend. And one of those things specifically is the difference between an MRI study and a plain film X-ray. Can you share with our audience a little bit, Dr. Bly, as to the difference between an X-ray and an MRI?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. They both have their place. X-rays, for example, when you shoot an X-ray with a person standing, it actually shows us what the alignment of the spine looks like. From the side, it shows us what the bony structure looks like, what the disc space looks like. But not actually what the disc looks like. The MRI is more for the soft tissue structure, whereas the X-ray is more for hard bony structure. So again, it's excellent for alignment. Now the MRI from the opposite direction doesn't show so much of the alignment, because it is going through actually with small sections at a time to show us what the soft tissue structures look like, what the muscles look like, what the specifically in our case, what that disc looks like, whether or not it's impinging upon the central canal, whether or not it's impinging upon the intervertebral foramina, which is where the nerves exit the spinal cord. So it gives us a whole different realm to show us exactly which levels are herniated, which is so awesome with the techniques that we have now, because the AcuSpina, which is really the best thing, in my opinion, out there right now for spinal disc decompression, it uses computer logarithms that can actually focus in on the exact disc which is herniated and gives us such a better prognosis. So I like the two combined. I like knowing what the alignment needs to be corrected. But the real cool thing is that it allows us, the MRI allows us to be so effective at locating the actual level of the problem, so we can focus in on that area exactly.
Well, I love the fact that you referenced the technology that you utilize in your office, and that being basically the technology that is the highest rated based upon all the medical research available in terms of really, really a level of technology that affords the patients the highest levels of results. And the reality is, Dr. Bly, you have a five-star office, you have five-star technology, and you've always been a five-star doctor and really a five-star family man. And you really can't get any higher than five stars. And that's one of the real gifts, one of the many gifts that you have. I think one of the other things that you do so well is the simple fact that you've been able to complement your treatment with another technology that is really a specialty, and that is the utilization of something known as laser therapy. And would you be so kind to share with our national and really our international listening audience here on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, as we're joined by the one and only Dr. Tim Bly from Bloomington, Illinois, would you be so kind to share what actually is laser therapy and how does that work in conjunction with spinal decompression?
Sure. The type of laser we use is called a cold laser. When it is actually applied, the patient many times feels only a slight tingling. But when I took continuing education on the laser, it's really pretty amazing. In the presentation, they actually showed where they had a live a petri dish filled with live cells. And when they shine that ray, that laser ray, down into the petri dish, the live cells flooded to the laser like a magnet. What was even more amazing, they took another set of petri dish, which had a retaining wall over half of it, and only the live cells were on one side of the petri dish. And they shine the laser on the side opposite where the live cells were. Again, the live cells went directly towards the light, could not get there, and actually went around the barrier around each side to flood to the laser. So with an area, for example, where there's a herniated disc, we will put the laser directly over where that disc herniation is. And what it does is it draws healthy tissues, healthy cells into that area like a magnet. Now, I had a patient that we used it on her knees. She was having a lot of knee problem the other day, and that was Friday when she came in. And when she came in today, she's like, I said, how you doing? She said, a lot better. But she said, but I don't know that the laser helped. Well, I think the reason for that is because people don't feel anything at the time, but she had just told me she was feeling much, much better. And that's the reason why that occurs, is because it floods the cells into that area. But obviously, healing is not going to occur overnight. So the cool thing about the laser is it brings the healthy cells into that area, but the healing may occur for 2 or 3 days afterwards with the new cells in that area to help that area heal.
So I think that's incredible because of the simple fact that you've always been results-driven. And at the end of the day, to be able to get there naturally, to get there holistically, to get there non-invasively, I'm so motivated right now, Dr. Bly, I'm ready to run out and go buy a Petri dish. Because, of course, it's not surprising that, of course, you are on the leading edge of medical technology, and that's actually the first I've heard of that. But at the end of the day, it makes all the sense in the world because, yes, the laser is a magnet to blood. Yes, the laser can draw circulation to the forefront and can help reduce swelling, inflammation, edema, and help the area repair and heal. So I love that analogy, and I really love that example. It takes me back to biology 101 a few years ago, actually more than a few years ago. But one of the things I actually wanted, we only have a little time left here on our live broadcast, and you are really you're known for being really a 24/7, 365 kind of doctor. In other words, you give your patients everything. And what I was curious about was when you're not in the office, when you're not helping sick patients get better, when you're not helping patients avoid narcotics, epidural injections, and unnecessary surgeries, my question to you, Dr. Bly, is, and I know this sounds so blatantly simple, but I was so curious, and I was really, really excited to ask you, what do you like to do for fun outside the office?
One thing that I do, I was just out in San Diego this last 4 or 5 days with my family. I have two children who live out there, my oldest daughter and my youngest son, and then my other daughter and son and two grandkids met out there as well. And we just had a wonderful time at the beach. But I really do enjoy studying, too. And so I'd get up in the morning and I'd be doing some studying. So I do a lot of continuing education. Another thing that I really enjoy from a hobby standpoint, I have some farm ground out in central Illinois here. And my mom was raised on a farm. All of her uncles farmed, or all of my uncles farmed, her brothers. And essentially during the summers, I would spend my time out there baling hay and things like that, which is probably why to this day I have to have an occasional disc decompression treatment. But anyway, I really enjoy the outdoors. Do some boating, water skiing, snow skiing. So because I work inside, when I'm off, a lot of times I'll spend outside doing my outdoor fun activities.
I'd love to hear that. And would you kindly share one last time with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number, also to your updated website as well?
Absolutely. It's BloomingtonDiscCenters.com. And my phone number is 309-661-1155.
You know, what an amazing guest you are. You really are such a humble doctor, such a modest soul. And for the patients that are blessed and fortunate and lucky enough to know you, it's really, really been really an amazing asset to their lives. I'm so fortunate to also know you as well. And you're really, as I mentioned before, you're a five-star guy. You're a There's one thing I left out, and I think our listening audience got a taste of it here at the end, and that is you are absolutely a five-star family man as well. And I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule, Dr. Bly, and joining us here today. I appreciate you so much for that.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate all the kind words that you said, and I appreciate your time very much as well.
Well, you are a star in the classic sense, Dr. Bly, and I want to thank our listening audience. You guys are also amazing. We appreciate all your comments, all your emails, all your commentary. We know you love this show. We will continue to feature the absolute most elite, best doctors in the country who have a commitment to excellence, a commitment to their patients, and a commitment to results. We want to thank you for listening. On behalf of my co-host, who is on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, we thank you for listening to the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Till next time, when we see you and speak to you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Take care. We'll speak to you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.